Take a big breath in and let it out slowly. We're about to go into the imaginal realm. As you breathe, let your out breath be longer than your in breath. It's a way to calm yourself in any situation. Another big breath in and let it out more slowly than it came in. And find your center. Feel the ground. It's good to have your feet on the ground in this process. It helps ground you. We're about to enter a different zone, the subconscious mind, the imaginal realm, where your beliefs are stored, where those inner voices come from, and where your imagination is. Remember that there will always be a choice in this process. You're empowered to make your own decisions. If something doesn't feel right to you in my instructions, simply don't do it or adjust it so that it does work for you. And if at any point in the process things become uncomfortable, simply open your eyes and you'll be back in your room in your normal state of consciousness. Allow yourself to settle. Calm your mind. I'm going to be guiding you through an imagination exercise that will allow your conscious and subconscious mind to participate in exploring your belief. Begin by thinking about where in the world you would want to build your dream house if you had unlimited resources and could build it anywhere on Earth. Begin by choosing a location. Where would you like to have your dream house? Now, maybe you would like 5 or 6 dream houses, but just choose one to start with, the first house that you'd build if you had unlimited money and resources. Maybe it would be near the ocean or on top of a mountain. Perhaps it would be near a forest or in a desert or a canyon. Begin to imagine the terrain and the environment that your dream house would be located in, and allow it to form in front of your eyes. Now, about half of this is a choosing exercise where you choose what you want to see, and the other half is allowing your imagination to create the detail. So describe some of the features that you see in your dream house and in the location, and describe them to yourself. Allow the details to come in. Now, sometimes, for some people, details come in fully blown, perfectly formed. And sometimes you have to work with them. Often you get clear and fuzzy images together, and as you pay attention to the fuzzy areas, they become more detailed. However it's happening for you is fine. And if you're a non-visualizer, just get a sense of it in whatever way it comes. How does it feel in your body to be there or to be looking at your dream house? Now I'd like you to begin to imagine what your dream house looks like placed in that landscape in the perfect position. Take a kind of aerial view as if you're floating in the air and looking down on your dream house, and begin to fill in the details of the house on the outside. How many stories does it have? Is it all on one level? Or does it have multiple floors? What's the outside made of? Is it stone or wood or brick? Perhaps adobe? And where are the windows located? Do the windows look out on a vista? Are there water features such as swimming pools or a fountain? Just describe what this house looks like to yourself. Now, gently fly yourself down to the front door and look at the front door carefully and recognize it as your own. This is your dream house. You built it. You designed it. and you can simply walk in. So walk in through the door and notice what you can see from this front entrance. Take a look around. What do you see? Are there stairs, rooms off to the side? Is it warm and inviting? How does it feel to be here? Can you sense that you belong here? How is it decorated? From what you can see now, does it look very modern or is it more traditional? Listen to any sounds that you may be able to hear. Look out the windows and see what you can see as you begin to walk around and enjoy being here. This house was constructed by you, for you, and you can change anything you wish, anytime you wish. This is your house. As you're walking around looking at different rooms, notice the decor of each room. Can you see the kitchen? Is it a very modern kitchen with all the proper appliances, or is it more traditional, like a country kitchen? Does the living room have big, comfy chairs and couches, or is it more modern and spare? Is there art on the walls? Are there plants? Now I'd like you to walk toward your master bedroom. Since you designed the house, you know where it is. And as you're moving in that direction, notice what else you can see. What other rooms can you see as you walk toward your master bedroom? Now enter your master bedroom and describe to yourself what you see. If you don't see pictures, describe what you feel or sense or hear or just know. Take a look around. Is there a deck that you could go out on? If so, go out and take a big breath and breathe in the air around you. Take a look at the view from there. Or look out the window and see what you look out on from your master bedroom. What does the furniture look like? Let these images come, or if you wish, create them. Create what you'd like to have in your master bedroom. Now you'll notice that in addition to all the things that are there, suddenly will appear large doors that lead to your belief closet somewhere in the room. So just take a look around and see where they appear. Often they look like two large wooden doors that open from the middle, but they could be sliding doors or mirrors or steel or louver doors. It could be something else entirely. So look around and find the doors to your belief closet and walk up to the doors, but don't go in quite yet. I'm going to describe what you'll see when you enter your belief closet. It's going to look like a very large walk-in closet, but there are some real differences. The first is that all the clothes that are there, in every shape and size and color imaginable, represent your beliefs. Every belief you have will appear as some kind of clothing, and every piece of clothing, or everything that appears in the closet, will represent a belief. Some of the outfits may be hung up on hangers, and some may be on drawers or on shelves, and when you enter the closet, the light will come on automatically. When you do enter the closet, and you look to your left, you're going to notice some type of incinerator. Now, I don't know what yours will look like. It might be a stove or a campfire or even a nuclear furnace or some kind of high-tech machine, but this incinerator uses a very hot fire to destroy beliefs completely, so that not even ashes are left. And also when you walk in, you'll notice to the right one of those three-way mirrors, the type that they have in tailor shops and clothing stores where you can turn to the side and see all around you. So those are the main differences in the belief closet from a normal closet. So go ahead now, open the doors to your belief closet and walk on in and take a look around and accept whatever you experience, even if it seems strange to you. We have engaged your subconscious mind in a dialogue and it's speaking in pictures and impressions. So go ahead, walk around, look around your belief closet and notice what's there. The outfits in the belief closet, the clothing, appear all by themselves. You don't have to create them. They may or may not look like clothes you have in your closet or at home, or even anything you'd ever wear. So right now, just walk over to the three-way mirror and look at yourself in the mirror. Notice what you're wearing. It may or may not look like anything in your normal clothing closet. This outfit, like every outfit in the belief closet, represents a belief. And we're not going to work with this one right now. What I'd like you to do now is just take this outfit off and set it to the side. Just strip it off like clothing and set it in a place that you know where it is. Then you can come back to the mirror and close your imaginal eyes. Those are the eyes you have inside your belief closet. Now I'm going to have you feel a belief that you're going to get rid of. It's a belief that's one of the most common beliefs I've found, and it's at the core of almost everyone. Even if you don't believe you have it, just go along with the visualization because it never hurts to get rid of something you don't have. So what I'd like you to do now is to feel what it feels like to hold the belief, there's something wrong with me. Really feel what this belief feels like in your body. Allow it to take over as if it's 100% true. As you're feeling the feelings of this belief, there's something wrong with me, your subconscious mind is creating an outfit of clothing to represent this belief. And when you're ready, open your imaginal eyes, the ones you have there in the closet, and look in the mirror. See what belief has appeared as if by magic, that your subconscious mind has painted there to represent this belief, there's something wrong with me. The image might come quickly and completely, or it may not come quickly and all at once. It may take a while to develop and form. If you're not a visualizer, just feel what it feels like on your body. You could even feel it with your fingers, feel the weight of it on your body. It could be anything. It could look like clothing. It could look like a Halloween costume or a natural object or a movie reel or a memory. Whatever you get, just accept it as the way the subconscious mind has chosen to represent it. Accept whatever impressions you get. Feel what it feels like to be wearing this outfit. Is it uncomfortable? Is it painful? Is it tight or restrictive? Or is it loose and hanging? What are the physical qualities of this belief? What is it made of? How much of your body does it cover? Feel as if you've been wearing this belief for your whole lifetime. And feel the impact that it's had on your life. The restrictions that it's put on your life. How it's affected and impacted your relationships with other people. How it allows you or doesn't allow you to show up in the world. There's something wrong with me. Now you're at a place of choice. The question that you get to answer right now is this a belief you want to keep or is it one you want to let go of? If you want to let it go, take this belief outfit off as if it's clothing and make sure it comes off completely. Now, you might be able to just strip it off like normal clothing, or you might have to find a zipper or Velcro in the back that allows you to step out of it like a big one-piece costume. And notice that all the feelings that it was producing come off with it because they were part of the belief outfit. So get out of this thing and let it fall to the floor, and then take a step away from it. And feel what it feels like to no longer have this on you. And if it still feels like it is on you or in you some way, reach inside yourself and pull out all of the remnants of this belief from every part of your body, your brain, your mind, your soul, your heart. Just pull it out and toss it onto the floor along with the outfit so that you can stand clean and clear without this belief. Now it's just laying on the floor all crumpled up. Take a breath and feel what it feels like to not have this belief on you anymore. It was just something you took on. It was just something you tried on early in your life. It was just a belief. It's not true. There it is, lying on the floor. Now, every belief has served us in some way during our life. Beliefs want to be acknowledged for their service before they're disintegrated and gone forever. So we do a little ceremony at this point. Sweep up all the parts of this belief outfit. Pick them up in your hands and look at it. And regard it with some appreciation for however it served you in the past. And even if you don't understand how it served you, trust that it has. Most of these things were formed to protect you in some way. So just trust that it did serve you, and speak out loud the following phrases as you speak to the belief outfit in your hands. Say to it these things: thank you for having served me in my life. I've outgrown you, and I don't need you anymore. Your job is now done. I am now going to return you to the nothingness from which you came. And now add anything else that you would like to say to this old belief before you discreate it. Is there anything else you'd like to add? Just go ahead and say it to the belief outfit. Now, when you're ready, I'd like you to walk over to the incinerator, the one that was to the left as you walked into your belief closet. When you're ready, open the door, if your incinerator has one, and place it into the fire. Or if it's a campfire, just gingerly and respectfully place this belief outfit into the fire and watch it burn. It will burn completely until there's nothing left, not even ashes or smoke. It will be completely gone. Sometimes these belief outfits burn completely and they go in one poof, boom, they're gone. Sometimes it takes a while. However it happens in your belief closet is fine. If it's gone, just feel what it feels like to no longer have that belief in your life. Take a breath. Know that it's gone forever and just feel the space that's been created. If it's still burning, just be patient with yourself and watch it until it burns completely. And feel what it feels like to no longer have this belief in your life, to no longer be wearing that outfit. It's no longer in your closet. And notice how you feel and describe those feelings to yourself. When an old belief is discreated, what remains is an empty space. And you can now fill the space with a new belief that's positive and empowering for your life. It's like planting seeds in that cleared garden. What seed do you want to plant? What belief do you want to have about yourself? Now, I'm going to make a suggestion or two, but you are the ultimate decision maker. You will choose the belief you want to create to replace the one that's now gone. You could choose the belief, there's something right with me, but that's not very empowering. Or you could choose, everything is right with me, but that might be hard to believe. This is a unique opportunity to enhance your self-power, to find the truly powerful belief that will operate in your subconscious mind from this moment forward. Try on each belief and feel free to adjust it or change it. And make it into your own language or your own taste. Feel what it feels like to hold this belief and see how it feels to you. I am a sacred and worthy being. Really feel it. If you like that belief, if it really fits you, feel free to use it in the next part of the process. Or if you found a better belief for you, please use that one. Now, whatever belief you've chosen as your new belief, feel it as if it's a sun radiating from the center of your heart. It's radiating its light, the truth of that light, into all of your 50 trillion cells in your body, out to all parts of your life. Say it again to yourself and feel it. Feel how it makes you feel to believe that new belief. This truth of who you are radiates out like love and light. It radiates into the past, transforming the past. It radiates into the future, creating a good future. It radiates into all of your relationships and into your work. It radiates out into your personal life, all the way down to your deepest needs and all the way out to your highest aspirations. This is the truth of you. This is who you really are. And now ask, is there a way I can make this belief even more glorious, even more powerful, even better? Is there a way I can shape this belief so that it's really, truly me? And if so, change the belief and do the same process, feeling what it feels like to hold that belief. This is the seed that you're planting in the cleared ground. And when you plant a seed in the right ground, it will grow and blossom. It will blossom into your entire life. So feel it fully. And when you're really feeling it, walk back over to the mirror and see what outfit appears in the mirror to represent this belief. Your subconscious mind will actually paint a new outfit to fit this belief. Just recognize what you look like in the mirror. See the outfit or feel it. And if you don't see something, feel it on your body. Feel it from the inside. Feel it with your fingers. Feel what you feel like. Walk around or dance around in front of the mirror and feel what your life will feel like as you experience this belief fully throughout your life. Enjoy this feeling. Now, again, you have a choice. The question is this a belief you want to keep? If the answer is yes, feel it and know that it's going to be with you even as you come back into your daily life. Now we're going to exit the belief closet. Take a look around and see where everything is. The outfits, the incinerator, the mirror, whatever you see there in your belief closet. And know that you'll come back here quite often through these 7 sessions. This is a place where you can try on new beliefs. You can get rid of old beliefs. You can experience what beliefs feel like and how they affect your life. And you can change them anytime you wish. This is your belief closet, and you are in charge here. So when you're ready, wearing this new outfit and this new feeling, walk out of your belief closet. Close the doors behind you. The light will go off automatically, and find yourself in your master bedroom. Here in your master bedroom, look around and see the beauty that's here. This is a beauty that you created, and it's a reflection of your own inner beauty. Feel yourself in this new outfit, in this new belief, as you walk out of your master bedroom and go back through the house, back to the front door. And as you're walking, look around and see a detail or two that you hadn't seen before. See how beautiful your creation has come into reality. And now, standing by the front door, take one last look around and know that you can come back here anytime and can change anything anytime you wish. And walk out the front door and close the door behind you. Now you've stepped into the natural environment around your house. Take a big breath. Breathe in the fresh air and let yourself rise up into the air gently and easily. And as you rise up, turn back around and look at the house, your perfect home, and how it's situated in the landscape. Just so, just the way you designed it. And feel pleasure with yourself and know that this is yours. You can come back here anytime you wish. And when you're ready, fly yourself gently all the way back to your body where you're listening to my voice. You may be sitting or lying down in a room and feel this new outfit still on your body, on this body, this form, at this time, right now. This feeling radiating out of you, this new seed that is born and blossomed inside of you, that will blossom into all parts of your life. And breathe into it. Recognize that this is who you are. It's how you are. And when you're ready, open your eyes and write down your new belief and the description of your new belief outfit. So here's a way to use this new belief of yours. If you're ever feeling out of sorts or feeling strange or uncertain, or if you're about to walk into a high-stakes conversation, such as with your boss or a partner, just remember this belief outfit, what it looks like, what it feels like, and what it feels to wear it. And actually feel it on your body and feel it in your body. And when you walk into any room wearing that, the room will change and people's reactions to you will change and you will change. You will be different. I'd like you to make a list of the beliefs about yourself that make you unhappy or afraid or doubtful or depressed or down on yourself. See how many you can write down. There's an exercise in the back of the Clear Your Beliefs book called Belief Self-Diagnosis. And if you really want to get into it, go through that exercise and write down all the beliefs that you have about all of those subjects. Focus on the ones that make you particularly miserable, make you particularly unhappy, and do the exercise in the back of that book before the next session. So that is the journey. That is the belief closet process.